Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 3, Week 6, The Church and the Triune God. Monday, Related Verses. 1 John chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. In this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, that He has given to us of His Spirit. And we have beheld and testify that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government is upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. John chapter 14, verse 9. Jesus said to him, Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How is it that you say, Show us the Father? John chapter 5, verse 43. I have come in the name of my Father, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. John chapter 10, verse 30. I and the Father are one. 1 John chapter 2, verse 23. Everyone who denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Related reading. One subtlety of the enemy is to deny that the triune God is subjective to us for experience and enjoyment, and to present the divine Trinity merely as an objective doctrine for religion. But the Bible reveals that the triune God is not merely the object of our faith. He is subjective to us, dwelling in us to be our life and life supply. Daily, even hourly, we need to experience Him and enjoy Him in this way. The Bible reveals clearly that the triune God, after passing through the process of incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension, has consummated in the all-inclusive Spirit who has come to dwell in our spirit. Hallelujah for the wonderful all-inclusive Spirit dwelling in our human spirit. A human being can be compared to a transistor radio. Such a radio has a receiving apparatus that enables it to receive radio waves. When the radio is tuned properly, it will play music. We may say that we human beings are like transistor radios, and that the receiving apparatus is our human spirit. When our receiver is properly tuned, we enjoy heavenly music. This is an illustration of the enjoyment of the triune God, who is now the life-giving Spirit dwelling in our regenerated human spirit. It is by our spirit that we touch, enjoy, and experience the all-inclusive Christ. According to the scriptures, we testify strongly that our Lord today is not merely a part of the triune God. He is the embodiment of the entire triune God, the Son with the Father and as the Spirit. In our experience today, He is the Spirit as the reality of the Son, with the Father to be our life for our enjoyment. Realizing that He is such a wonderful one, we do not care for dead doctrines, vain religion, or meaningless rituals. Our concern is to have the daily experience and enjoyment of the triune God. We may use eating food as an illustration of learning the things of the triune God and the way of enjoying and experiencing Him. The more you eat a particular food, the more you will come to know it. This knowledge is not doctrinal, it is experiential. In a similar way, we come to know the Triune God by enjoying and experiencing Him. It is impossible for us to know the Triune God merely by doctrine, but we can know Him by enjoying and experiencing Him. According to the Bible, we teach that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says that a Son has been given to us, yet His name is called the Eternal Father. This matches the Lord's word concerning Himself and the Father recorded in the Gospel of John. The Lord Jesus said that He, the Son, came in the name of the Father. The Lord never said of Himself that He was the Son and the Father, but He did say that He was the Son coming in the Father's name. In chapter 14 of the Gospel of John, the Lord also said that if we see Him, we see the Father. Furthermore, in this chapter, the Lord said that He is in the Father, and the Father is in Him. So He said in John chapter 10, verse 30, that the Father and the Son are one. When we confess Him, we also have the Father. Furthermore, He is also the Spirit. When we have Him dwelling in us, we also have both the Father and the Spirit. Do you not have the Lord Jesus in you? Surely you do. Do you not also have the Father and the Spirit in you? You certainly also have both the Father and the Spirit in you. This means that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are all in you. How many then do we have within us? From experience, we know that we have only one within us. This one who dwells in us is the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.